Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Your Tool Headquarters. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Bank of America now has three branches with no workers. Customers at the totally automated branches use ATMs and have video conferences with employees at other branches.
I don't like it.
There's two in Denver, one in Minneapolis.
I'd prefer to deal with the humans.
Well, this apparently is the new thing.
When you go to your bank, yeah. Though. I've been going recently because our dental insurance went back to they pay you.
Yeah.
So I've been getting checks in the mail.
Cash checks.
So it's the only time I've been going through the drive-thru recently, but I haven't been to my bank for a couple years.
Right.
Except for now.
And my son doesn't have, stepson doesn't have direct deposit, so he likes
to
go
really?
Cash his check.
God, there's still companies with no direct deposit, really?
They write them checks.
All right.
And this
you get checks, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Every week,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got to go to the bank.
For the most part, yeah.
So when did this phenomenon start? Because I noticed just recently, they don't want you wearing your sunglasses or your cap when you walk into the bank.
Your cap?
Okay. Yeah.
I got a great story about that.
I haven't seen
just,
cap
I was out,
yet.
Out with my buddy last week, and you guys know him. He's one of the bank owner. And a cool guy, too, by the way. So I hate to because when you say bank owner, you think this guy's a douchebag. But he's a good
he
guy.
Is cool.
So he's he sees a guy, his office is in the corner of this bank, and he sees a guy walking towards the door, putting gloves on, putting a beanie on, and putting his sunglasses on. So he walks out of his office and gets behind the guy, and he's literally about to freak out on this guy because he sees him walking towards the door. Well, the guy is actually walking past the front door towards his motorcycle. But he's bundling up as he's walking towards the front door.
I
said to him, I said, well, first of all, you got insurance, so why are you going to tackle this guy? Well, he's got employees, obviously, he's worried about. But he yelled at the guy. He said, you never walk towards a bank putting on hoods and sunglasses and gloves.
Yeah, that is
You're lucky.
Suspicious.
But he walked right past the front door to this motorcycle. So it was one of the situations. He almost tackled a guy going to his motorcycle.
So he was exiting the bank.
He was heading towards and
dressing.
No, he was actually heading towards the bank, dressing. He was walking past the bank because his motorcycle was parked near it.
Oh.
And the bank is in an area where there's other places.
He happened to be walking through the lot.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right,
gotcha.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
wow.
And we've heard stories about that. You can't go into a bank with shades on.
Right.
You got to take your shades off, right?
Well, you're supposed to, but I always do now when they have a sign that tells you
say, don't take your sunglasses off?
But I see a bunch of people with their sunglasses on.
Yeah. Well, you're shady looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're shady looking, take your sunglasses off.
Yes.
Could.
But they won't even buzz you in. His bank now, even I, who bank there, have to get buzzed into the door to go into.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
to do a funny bone deposit.
I haven't been inside for a while.
Man.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
No, I'm exclusively drive-through, and even then, if there's nobody in the drive-through, I'll still go to the ATM one and just do it myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with it.
I don't think they want to deal with us either. So
I don't want to deal with the teller.
Got to give them credit.
I like the phone app. You can deposit right.
Oh, I do a lot of the phone stuff. Yeah, but I haven't taken the photo of the check. I heard that works, right?
Yeah, totally. I do it all the time. It's pretty easy.
Take a picture and send it to.
But
somebody
I'm just waiting
else.
For the grid to go down someday, and then you're all
send somebody else my check.
Yeah. As soon as the grid goes down, we're all screwed on that one.
Oh, we're totally screwed.
Yeah, well, don't you have a buddy who puts everything, I mean, all of his bills on his credit card, and then just writes one large check every month?
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't do that.
No.
Man, think of the airline points.
That's it. That's why he does it.
Right?
Yeah. But I don't think I could.
You've got to have discipline.
Granted, you're spending
you have discipline.
You're spending that money, but I think the sticker shock would kill me.
Oh, my.
You know? Holy Christ, I spend that much?
Yeah.
God.
Little bit at a time, I don't mind, but then
exactly.
One big amount, it's
like,
that's not cool.
Oh, yeah, when I'm writing out bills and I see something that's like $40, it's like, woohoo.
Yeah.
I'll write $40 checks all day.
Yeah. 900 what?
900.
Who bought that?
Yeah, 900 what? Exactly.
What is this? Let me look at the report here. Right. CBD balm. What else did I buy?
It's usually just me. When I see something really high on the bill, I bought that. I'm an idiot.
Right. Yeah, we'll look over the credit card info.
You start yelling at everybody?
Oh, it was me. I spoil myself.
Yes, you do.
I should.
For $40.
Because I deserve it. KFC has a thing that they are selling in Asia called the chitsa. Pizza on a piece of fried chicken.
Ooh.
Is it a flat piece of fried chicken?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
It does sound
chitsa,
good.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Man,
did you have a picture of it?
Not.
Yeah, I saw a picture, and yeah, it looks good.
So they flattened out the chicken last night?
Yeah.
And then you pour pizza on it, basically?
Pizza sauce, cheese, and some toppings.
But there's no crust at all. There's no breading then. It's just a
chicken. Oh, no, it's breaded.
Chicken. Oh, it's breaded.
Yeah, it's breaded.
Oh, they
breaded
chicken.
Fried.
Yeah.
You know how
breaded.
Fried chicken is breaded?
Yeah.
I'm an
so
idiot.
It's probably
so
a little
flat
crispy.
Piece of chicken breaded like a round circle.
Sure.
And then pizza on top of it.
Yeah, pizza toppings on top. It looks
man.
Like it's
pizza,
probably,
man.
You know, like a size of a personal pizza, like the little what? Ones. You know,
get your choice of extra crunchy or original
I like
recipe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it looked like damn good.
That's some
quality food.
I don't like
right
the
there.
Name, though. It's going to get suspicious wives
really
crazy.
I know,
Chitsa, who's cheating? What are you doing?
But an original recipe chitsa sounds good right
pizza.
About now.
Yeah.
Is that going to make it here? Why China? Why they get all the good stuff?
It's all over Asia.
Delivery.
Has been for a couple years, apparently.
Okay.
Well, they got to try a test market here.
Right. We're always
they're working out
market.
The kinks in China.
Right. I can't believe that wouldn't fly. Or maybe there's lack of pizza joints in Asia.
I don't know.
Not a lot of them, I don't think.
Right.
I've never been, so I can't comment.
I'll post a picture of that.
Post a picture of the chitsa. Yeah. I don't get the name for it. I don't get why chitsa. Is that
chicken? Pizza.
I know.
Chicken. Pizza.
I'm not buying the name. I'm calling it a pickin'.
Yeah, it's like something they had to come up with that was original. We got to come up with something.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a chicken joint.
Except
mock me, round eye.
Right.
It sounds like you're Japanese, though, there.
Yeah.
The Japanese apparently invented the chitsa in China.
Did you say India?
According to Mark.
They did. They went over there. Make a chitsa.
I said Asia. Okay. I thought you said India.
India.
Whatever.
We got
Indian
connections. We initially debuted in the Philippines back in 2015, spread to India later that year.
Go.
Now it's in Singapore.
Dr. Mina can get a hold of some of her relatives in India.
Have her ship in a chitsa.
Yeah, and ship us a couple of chitsas.
All right, the picture's up on Facebook and Twitter. You take a look. I mean, you'd go nuts over that thing.
I like pizza. I like chicken.
Yeah. Hungover, it would be like mother's milk.
All right.
Yeah.
Like stoner hungover food.
Hey. Basically.
Yeah.
Paul Hunt of Somerset, England, got a letter from his kid's school. His kid's 10.
All right.
Got a letter from his kid's school. It begins, "I'm writing to inform you of something that's come to our attention, and then you may wish to discuss it further with your son. Your son and a few of his friends often make up characters, give them amusing names, and then they have exciting adventures at playtimes. This causes no harm. However, it has come to our attention that one of the characters has the name Wildo the Dildo."
That is one funny kid. That's what I'm saying.
I like that kid.
Yeah, but see, they only think Dildo is just like a jerk.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
10, Dildo.
And this is raising
I'm not
going to
go home and ask my
us.
Kid if he knows what a dildo is. And
well,
he's 12.
Here's the thing. They did ask.
Yeah.
None of the children said they knew what it meant,
thank
but
you.
Were aware that it was an inappropriate word to be using.
Now, Steve, the strap-on, what'd he say?
Yeah.
Does he know what that is?
One of the kids said they picked up the word on the playground, so we will follow this up further and deal with it accordingly.
What? This is one of those situations, if you let it go, nobody knows. If you didn't tell the kid what dildo means, they have no idea.
And if you don't ask them what they think it
means, then
they're
not going to think about
it. Then they don't know that you know something or other.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got busted having fun with the character Wildo the Dildo.
Wildo
it's a great nickname.
Dildo.
It is.
And now I suppose he's just got to change his name.
Yeah, they do.
You know.
They do.
You might have that letter would be great, though, to get, because you were just hoping it's your kid.
Yes.
Are you Wildo the Dildo? No, it's my buddy. Ah, damn.
You got to frame that for the kid, you know, someday.
Yes.
Or just give this to your kid, the kid that called himself Dildo, and hand him a dildo.
After he graduates medical school, becomes an OB-GYN.
Well, bring him a dildo.
Put that in his office.
But Bobby the butt plug. That's
Bobby
cool.
The butt plug.
They love him.
Bobby butt plug is a kid. Yeah, he's a fuck. They asked the kid. Yeah, that's when the suspicion came out when his buddy Bobby the butt plug showed up.
Danny the douchebag.
Come on.
And nobody knows what these names mean.
Not a clue.
The kids are winking at each other. Of course we do. Yeah. Danny Douchebag. Steve Strap-On. Poppy Butt Plug.
We could go up with our own little names. Have an adventure.
Yeah. We could do this all day.
Yes, Come on.
Yes, we could. Yes, we could.
Hey, you've got the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.